Now, excavations, as I've mentioned, prove that Sardis was terribly destroyed by fire when Cyrus took the city. But the actual fate of Croesus is not at all clear. Now, Cyrus, and I'll talk more about Cyrus in our next lecture, but Cyrus did have a reputation in antiquity for clemency. He did not always kill the kings he conquered, and very often was rather kindly towards them. However, a Babylonian text that survives in Mesopotamia tells a story of this event from a different perspective, and it talks about the career of Cyrus and states that he marched against the country of Lu, just L-U, and then the text breaks off, but it's assumed it's Lydia, and then the text resumes that Cyrus killed the king. Now, the complete name of the country doesn't survive, just the first syllable, so it wouldn't necessarily be Lydia, but it is rather likely that it was Lydia. So we're left with two possibilities. We have the possibility that Cyrus, as the invading king, killed his enemy, Croesus, or we have the Greek version, which is a bit more fanciful and a bit more romantic, I suppose, that talks about King Croesus being spared by Cyrus. Unfortunately, most scholars agree that probably the first possibility is the true version, that Croesus was killed by Cyrus. Nevertheless, this tale of Croesus's misfortune seemed to resonate strongly among the Greeks, and he keeps turning up in Greek stories. As I mentioned, his tale of woe is told by Herodotus, but a few years after this time, in about 530 BC, we find a statue made by the Greeks of a young man whose name was Croesus. So we have young people in Greece being named after this king. So he was kind of a cult figure. I suppose what's most telling is a vase that was created in Athens, perhaps 50 years after the fall of this Lydian king. And on the vase, it shows a depiction of Croesus sitting on his funeral pyre, calmly accepting his unexpected reversal of fortune. Well, whatever happened to Croesus, we find that the Persians gained control of Anatolia because Croesus's empire of Lydia had encompassed all of Ionia and the rest of the regions of western Anatolia, and also including Phrygia. It's very clear that this now came into Persian hands, making the Persian Empire one of the largest empires ever known, stretching from the west coast of Turkey to the Indus River. And the fate of the Lydians and the Greeks were very much dependent on how the Persians chose to treat them. And as we'll see in the next lecture, this varied depending on the region.
This ends Lecture 6. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399 and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.